Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood.
All right. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm eating pistachios.
Still? She's been eating them for like a week.
They're a real good snack, I tell you what.
Oh, pistachios.
Have you had one? Ever?
Ever? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a psychopath. All the people who have never tried a pistachio are like, hey!
I have only ever had one, I'd say it's been within a year.
Really?
Really.
Jonathan went through a like heavy pistachio phase. Hmm. They're very expensive, I might add.
I always get the big old bulk at Sam's Club.
Mm, okay.
Brought to you by pistachios. Just kidding.
A healthy snack. No, we have gotten few questions about people who are wanting to start their own podcast.
Yeah.
So then we thought, we're not going to bore everyone with all the details. Wait.
Yes, we are.
we won't go into too many details. We're just going to do a short, quick, and sweet, helpful tips if you want to do your own podcast.
If you like podcasts. How about listening to a podcast about podcasts?
It's going to change your life. Okay, but first, we have our podcast sponsor for our podcast episode.
Yeah, who is it this week?
Brought to you by Long Drives.
Oh.
Long Drives was like, what do people do on me? And podcasts were like, I have an idea.
Allow me to waste your life. Can I step in? When I think of Long Drives, I think of me going anywhere ever at all.
Right. All of your drives.
Grocery store. Oh, that's going to be a long drive.
Better find a podcast.
Town. Going to town. That's going to be a long drive.
Long drive.
Shaylee's house. Long drive. Go get the mail out of my mailbox. Whew.
Long drive.
Better listen to a podcast all the way.
She gets through a whole podcast episode going to Walmart.
I will say, living where I am now is part of the reasons I even discovered podcasts. And therefore, like, part of why we're here.
Yeah.
Part of why we're even here.
I will say long drives have a whole new meaning for me now that I have a child.
You're like,
I have a client in Branson, took a couple long drives, and we're like, dare I say refreshing?
I know.
Dare I say I'm looking forward to this 1 hour drive, 45 minutes? It's like the perfect, like, I don't even have time. Like, I make one phone call, sit with my thoughts, listen to a couple songs, and I'm there.
And you're there. Shaylee sometimes will be like, I'm so sorry. Will you listen to the episode? I know it's like going to be like, who has an hour?
Who wants to listen to that?
Like, oh, don't worry. I need to go anywhere. So I'll listen to it right now.
Long drives.
Thanks, Long Drives. Thanks, we need a tagline for Long Drives.
Long Drives. Long Drives. The worst thing to do right after a breakup.
Long drives. Long Drives. How Delilah has her job security.
She has a job.
Delilah.
Long drives, or like painting your house is also a good Delilah so, quality.
Such a good Delilah time.
I feel like I need to clarify my breakup pun. Jonathan had a girlfriend that they broke up like 4 minutes into a 3 hour drive. And then he goes, the worst part is I hadn't turned the radio on yet. So once we broke up, I couldn't turn it on.
Yeah, you didn't want to be
and
like...
And so it was literally silence. Yeah.
So silence. Did he initiate it?
No.
Okay.
Otherwise, he would have turned the radio on and been prepared.
Right. Oh, that's...
We got back together. It's not a big deal. Okay, it wasn't me.
Twist ending.
Long drives, man.
All right. Thanks, Long Drives.
Thanks, Long Drives. Thanks for making podcasts popular.
Thanks for making us have listeners. I'm happy feeling.
Long drives and laundry, man.
And laundry, yeah. And dishes. We get a lot of, I listen to you while I do dishes. I'm like, right. Awesome. Hey, if you're doing dishes right now, you're doing great.
Keep it up. Yeah. We'll touch on that more in the segment. Our segment's going to be really encouraging.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So, podcasts. I sat with a couple of our listeners who I knew one of them in real life already.
Shout them out.
Carol and Carol. Carol Squared. I think it's called Two Carols and a Microphone.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? They're both named Carol. I told them we should have them on once they started because they're empty nesters.
Oh my gosh.
So they're almost like us. Fast forward to like 20 years.
It's the future us.
20 years from now. And so they were like, we were listening to your podcast And I liked it and was like, I'm going to listen to one on Empty Nesters. And then I Googled it and found out there's not a lot of podcasts for Empty Nesters. Probably because, and I would say this to anyone's face, but the age demographic is probably not as technologically advanced. And we had even trouble kind of figuring out how to do it.
True story. There's right. a lot of little details.
And so I feel like a lot of like really awesome like 50-year-old women were like, meh. Like yeah. I can do a good podcast, but meh, I don't want to figure it out.
Right.
So these two were like owning it. So I sat with him and kind of explained everything. Katie, though, did a lot of the part, a lot of the things. So some of it I had to contact her on. And then we actually had one of the topics was suggested from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
On I want to do my own podcast. So we've had several people.
Yes.
So let's start from the beginning.
Well, first of all, I want to start with an emotional encouragement.
Okay.
Do it. Do really it. Do. Do it. It's do fun. Thing. Do the thing. I don't think you need to like worry too much about whether, you know, whatever self-doubt might creep in. Mm-hmm. Is this insane? Is anyone going to want to listen? Am I even worthy of doing this? Just make the thing.
Do it.
Make the thing you want to listen to.
Do it.
And if 5 people listen, call it a victory. 50 people listen. Whoa. Cool.
You nailed it. And email us and you'll at least have 2 listeners. We'll guarantee when you launch, we'll log on and we'll listen one time at least to get you like 2 downloads.
I got a lot of long drives. I'm sure I will listen regularly.
Katie will like be the one like, no, do one on this.
Yeah.
Seriously. I will say Katie and I have a lot of like, as creative entrepreneurs, we have a lot of ideas floating around in our heads. And this is one of the only ones that's come to fruition. So I am proud of us.
For actually doing the thing and not just talking about all the hypothetical things we could do.
And some of the questions people ask are like, how many do you have in the cooker? How many do you need? Like, what all do I need to prepare? Mm-hmm. And some people I see, which is awesome. I think like, wow, they're on it. But some people are like launching a podcast and they have like all this branding and they have, which maybe these are people that already have a platform before.
Yeah, maybe.
Potentially. Yeah. But they're like, 10 more weeks, you know, like 8 more
countdown,
weeks.
Countdown, yeah.
Like counting down to this like podcast launch.
Mm-hmm.
But like we get new listeners all the time who had no idea when we were launching. And they're like, oh, you only have 32, you know, or I thought you've been doing this for a long time or
right.
whatever. Like you gain people along the way. So like start the snowball.
Right.
And then it can grow or not grow, but have a small dedicated audience. And
Shaylee and I,
you don't do
did
it.
The strategy called surprise, surprise.
We didn't even tell our friends. We did the opposite of marketing. We did the opposite of what you're supposed to do. We told no one.
It's a secret.
It was our dirty little secret.
We're like, don't listen. Please don't.
Don't listen.
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology. Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
And we're like, I mean, you can't listen. I guess I'll like put the link on my profile.
I'll put a link on my profile.
Yeah, I'll post about it. And then we felt like we were annoying everyone. We were like, I guess we'll do an Instagram for our podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, so just some nitty-gritty podcast stuff, huh?
Yeah, we'll start with step one.
Well, first of all, I would say you can start with the equipment that you have. You don't feel like you have to like go out and buy a fancy microphone out the gate. I've listened to a lot of podcasts first episode just for fun mm-hmm. before we launched because mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder if everyone comes out just woo, shiny.
Guns blazing.
Yeah, or if there's like a learning curve. And I have found that almost everybody has a learning curve. So
right.
if you don't want to drop $100 on a nice microphone on day one, if you want to just kind of record a few and see, you know, if you're feeling it.
Yeah, if you even like it. It's not really even for all
right,
the listeners.
If you even like doing it. I mean, you can even use your little built-in microphone that comes with your earbuds. Onto
or your phone.
Yeah, on your phone. So don't feel like there's a pressure or a level that you have to reach. Now, Shaylee is in video production, so she happened to have a bunch of sound equipment.
I feel like we cheated. We kind of cheated.
Well.
The system.
You have sound equipment already.
I have all the audio equipment. And then Katie's like a graphic designer / photographer. So kind of took care of the branding, making it look pretty.
That's true.
Side.
In front of your wallpaper, interior designer.
Oh, well, you know.
We
work so good as a team. But.
But you don't need any
You
of
don't
that.
Need it. And honestly, there's a way to like make it look like somewhat professional and nice and sound. Like there are some secret tips to where it can sound not terrible. It like almost no cost or using what you have now. Like go inside your closet.
Right.
You have
carpet, clothes.
Yeah, carpet, clothes all around. It's like your own little sound booth. And use like, your headset on your phone if you're going to have like a little co-host. You can do it together, or you can...
Shaylee and I are in a closet right now.
We're in a closet.
No, we're not.
We haven't come out.
We started in a closet.
We did. And said, this sounds better.
We go, this sounds so good.
But we like sitting in the dining room.
Should we just go to the dining room, though, so we can like drink coffee and relax and just have the sound quality be slightly worse because it's more fun?
Sorry, everybody.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Let's do it. Yeah, no, that's good. You don't have to go out of the gate guns blazing. And also, if you watch like a season of a show and then go back and watch the first season, sometimes you're like, wow, they didn't have a budget at all.
Right.
Same thing. That's a really good tip.
Yeah. So Shaylee and I, when we were starting, we kind of threw around some mission statements, some like vibes,
target market,
like where what is this actually about? So it might be nice to just kind of rein it in of what, although I laugh that we named it Shaylee and Katie because
Shaylee and Katie.
It's not
like what'll help them understand what we're talking about. Our names.
Almost every tip I've ever read is like, don't name it your names. Name it. Name
like,
it the keywords.
Who would do that?
Like if it's a photography business podcast, name it the Photography Business Hour. Don't be cryptic. I'm like,
what about our first names?
How about our first names that have no meaning?
However, we did debate for a long time about whose name should come first because we're both people pleasers.
And oh, yeah. Then, it's that type of debate. Not the kind you'd think. You should be.
Not let's research what we should name it. Like, which name. Yeah, not the debate. We both didn't want to be. And then Katie did the actual design, which is how my name ended up first.
Ha ha.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Me.
And I put us on iTunes, so you had no choice.
Which actually, searching is much easier with my name because it's strange. So
totally. I just wanted the ampersand to be on the line with the shorter name.
You designer.
Yeah, I mean, it would have made no sense to have Katie ampersand, new line Shaylee. Wait,
that's
the same? The same?
That's true. I will say, though, for those who are like listening, like, but what equipment do you use? I know Shaylee had it first, but what equipment?
Good question.
And we're like, finally. And we're like, we're not really going to answer. We're going to have answer.
Good question, listener.
Okay. So thanks.
You're very detailed.
What we use, which I don't think is the podcast standard, but we use a Zoom handy recorder. And then we plug two like video mics basically into it, external mics. So we record all the audio externally and then it records in two channels. And we bring that into the program to edit it. What we found is that industry standard, which makes probably more sense, it does make more sense, but is to record with a USB mic that plugs directly into your computer and you record the audio straight into your computer. So that takes out the step of transferring the memory card file to your computer. We like it on channels. We're probably switching to record internally onto our computer through two mics, but we're in transition. Mm-hmm. But we have the Yeti microphones. The Snowball also has really good reviews and they're in the $100 range. That's not too bad. You can get some really inexpensive microphones as well that are like in the $30 range, but it's always like you kind of get what you pay for. So the functionality on them and the sound quality are just going to be less, which isn't necessarily bad depending on the way I look at it is do it with whatever's the cheapest or what you have until you get to the point where you're either making a little bit of money or you've built up your listeners enough to be worth the investment into more. But yeah, anyway.
Or if you just really love it.
Yeah, or your husband's like, here's $500, go crazy.
Well, I was going to say, if you just really love it and this is your hobby, lots of people drop $100 on a hobby.
Totally.
On gardening.
Toy trains.
On cooking. Toy trains. So it's you don't have to feel silly about, you know, even if you haven't monetized it.
Yeah.
If it's something fun to you, it's always fun to get a little equipment every now and then.
Yeah, and it's just like a microphone if you already have a laptop. And then you can edit on, Katie edits on GarageBand.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Premiere, which is a video editing program that's expensive.
Yeah.
That you don't need unless you also have a video production company. And then,
yeah,
I like Premiere. But Adobe Audition is probably the most legit. But there's also Audacity. Mm-hmm. It's cheap and free. And it's free. GarageBand's free.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the different editing programs.
Shaylee and I are self-taught audio editors.
Self-taught audio engineers.
Tell them how you learned to cut audio and I'll tell them how I learned to cut audio.
This might surprise some of you, but I used to be a cheerleading coach. And back then I was dating Jonathan, which means you can ask him anything and he'll do it because we're dating and we're trying to be like, see, I'm wonderful all the time. And I coached
that
cheerleading. Not that this never. No, of course. And anyway, there was cheerleading music, which was like, And then you would like edit all like the pop music that was like, yeah, back when I was like cool and knew what the cool music was. And then slowly it turned into like, what is the sounds? What are these sounds? Anyway, and so I would make him sit with me. I used to go to the radio DJ and then I would have Jonathan do it. And then Jonathan finally was like, you know what? I bet you could. It's not that hard. I bet you could do this. So he taught me, released the responsibility of the editing cheerleading music. So I started mixing cheerleading music. And then once I got, that was the gateway drug to video editing. And that's what kind of, because I'm kind of a, I freak out with technology. And if I like don't understand it, I'm like, I don't even want to learn. It's not worth my time. I don't like it. And so it kind of like got me into video editing. Yeah, and once I was video editing, then I was like, okay,
yeah,
maybe I could learn how to like throw some text on there. And then that's kind of what got me started in video. So that's how I started. How'd you start, Katie?
I learned by making my own homemade movies in iMovie.
Of course.
And sometimes I'd be like, oh, this montage ends like 30 seconds before this music ends.
I can fix that.
Or vice versa. I want this intro to be a little longer. So then I Googled how to do it. And it was all for my really anal little home videos that no one pays me for. But I wanted to learn it. And then also, you used to be able to put little ringtones on your thing, and I would edit my own ringtone down to 30 seconds. Is that lame or what?
Okay. Which is basically like is just audio
nerdy
editing.
Nerdy tech hour. Things we would do in college, like for fun.
Right. Well, I was technically getting paid for cheerleading coaching.
Yeah, and this was like...
You're right. You are nerdy. And
I'm nerdy.
Nerdy.
It's like I just pick
you're
up all
nerdy,
that.
30, and thriving. Also, I will say, there's a plethora of YouTube tutorials on everything.
It's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, it is. It is simple, but I will say, don't get overwhelmed. Be very specific when you're searching, because there's different years of editing programs and different like versions that have come out. So make sure you're watching the correct version. But really, just get in there and click around. And we use Pond5 for our music, which is a royalty-free music site. So technically, you're not really allowed to be like, welcome to the jungle, and you're like, that's my intro song, you know? It's like, technically that's copyrighted.
Right.
I don't know if they're gonna come after you for it.
Right.
Depends. But Pond5, you can buy royalty-free songs, and you can even search like 15 seconds, 30 seconds in duration of song if you don't even want to edit the music. And then you just edit your audio.
But can I also say, I have listened to many podcasts that I adore that don't have a theme song.
Yeah.
That don't edit. Period.
That was the overachievers.
Really, truly, they will say things like, should we end it there? I'm not sure. Should we keep going? Let's go one more. And they don't edit that out. They just keep it in, and then they do the whole whatever it took, 45 minutes. And I'm like...
We could not edit, but I feel like we do maybe, like, I would say three cuts.
Right.
But that's usually for your listening pleasure.
You don't want the
uncut. We would get like an hour and a half tangent that we were like... Yeah, no one needs to hear about how that bike wreck happened when I was in third grade. We'll just cut that out.
Just cut that right out.
I'm
sure we'll use it later.
We'll do a whole season called Outtakes.
Oh, no.
Just like, you thought this was a waste of time. Okay, so tip one, basically, do the thing. No, that was your disclaimer at the beginning.
No,
tip one, start with the equipment you have. If you have a computer, you have an iPhone, give it a whirl. If you want to blow some money, order a microphone. We'll link our favorites for you in the show notes.
Okay.
That's my new favorite thing to say because Katie does show notes. Mm-hmm. I will help you link them.
Thanks, Shaylee.
But we'll do some of the equipment that we use. And any questions or anything we weren't clear on, feel free to email us and or comment and we will be very helpful.
Do you want to talk about how we divide up our roles?
Roles and responsibilities? No, let's talk more about the very beginning phases.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then we'll kind of do that. We can do that at the end. Okay. Very, very direct answer. My brain is trying to compartmentalize.
No, I like it.
So... microphones, getting it here, editing it, you save it out. So there's something called a project file. Most of you know this, but just in case you don't. A project file is the actual GarageBand or Premiere file that you save, and then you can still open it up and edit in it. So think of it like a Word document. So a Word doc, you can still open up and edit the Word document. Once you, we're going to use the word export it into a PDF form. If you open that PDF, it's not editable anymore.
Right.
So once you're in the editing program and you export that file as in an MP3, it's no longer editable as it once was in layers. You can still chop it and move pieces of it around, but it would be like copy and paste level that you would be able to do with a PDF.
Right.
So that's the easiest way I have to explain it.
Good metaphor. So, good analogy. Yeah,
I've had to explain this many times to people. Mostly my mom. Sorry, Mom. Okay, so make sure you save it in the editable form if you need it. And then when you export it out as an MP3 or whatever file form you're doing, put it in a file system and organize it mm-hmm. so you have them all pretty and cute. And then that is the MP3 format. And size-wise, different places are sensitive with sizes that you can upload and stream because it takes up real estate in the interwebs. So MP3s worked for us. So once you have that, then tip two becomes, which if you listen to our very first episode, we unpacked this a bit, but getting that little file. Katie's eating pistachios this entire time, and she always says, don't address it, and they won't even notice. But I feel like I'm going to be glad I addressed it, because there's some loud cracking and chewing, which is fine. It's totally fine.
Sorry about the superfoods I'm feeding my brain right now.
You're feeding your body and your mind. Okay, so once you have the MP3, getting that up onto the interweb, this is where I'm going to let you take over.
Mm.
Because you're the one that researched and figured out how to make the iTunes magic happen.
Yeah, well, you can't just drop a MP3 into iTunes. There has to be a middleman. So
who would have thought?
I know. It's got to be a host, if you will, and a host has to have an RSS feed.
Think of it like a website domain.
Yep.
And a website.
And so there's lots of people that do this really, really well, and it's specifically for podcasts. So a couple of the top ones, we use Simplecast. Libsyn, I've heard, is really good. There's a ton of them. So basically, you're putting all the content through Simplecast, and then the RSS feed that they assign to you, that's the only thing you're copying into your iTunes profile. So iTunes is brilliant because they're like, we're not hosting any of your stuff.
Like, no, we just want the free content, but we don't want to host it.
Yeah.
Genius.
You get what this is, okay? You need to know what this is going into it. We're going to use you. Just kidding. We love you, iTunes. Anyway, and then from your, from listeners' iPhones, they may have an app that says podcasts. Or if you're on like a Android or a Samsung, there's some off-brand version of an app that will host download your podcast to your iPhone. So get yourself a host site. And then it's just a matter of uploading your MP3s. Simplecast is extremely user-friendly. It has all of your, it will say show notes. You type those in.
Yes.
It will say title. It will say episode number.
It'll say tags. And we're like, oh, tags. We should probably do this.
We should probably do this.
It's great.
There's not a lot to guess about once you're within your host's user-friendly
site.
And
you can put a delayed
publishing date.
Once you upload it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you already say that?
Nope. And Sometimes Shaylee likes to...
Sometimes I...
accidentally publish things.
Sometimes I accidentally do it and I save it and then I'm like, whoa!
If you're a subscriber, you've gotten some sneak peeks.
Special treat.
Over the year.
A few little episodes sprinkled out there early.
So that's probably one of the more techie tips.
You record it. First step.
Yep.
You figure out a little...
You edit it or not.
Jingle or intro or not. Edit it or not. It could literally be just start with your voice and end with your voice. Mm-hmm. The least complicated. And you can always enhance. It's not like, well, I didn't do a song on the first one. And I never can again. So you can always do that. Once you go to Simplecast, it is going to ask you for an image.
Yeah.
Designer, do you have any tips on image?
Yeah, you can get... you can use a photo or a logo. And you can get really inexpensive stock photos from Creative Market or Etsy. Or you can... take a really well-lit photo with your iPhone and no one will know it was not taken with an iPhone because they're getting so good.
Is there a easy way to get a logo
some $99 logos sites.
Pond5 has
little
pictures. They're not really logos, but don't overestimate
or overanalyze how nice, ours isn't even really a logo. It's just nice
our names.
Nice clean white type over a cute image. I mean, you can use the Over app on your iPhone. They already have, it's preloaded with really great fonts.
Right, just type effects. In the name of it on top of your photo, save it out, email it to yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, over a photo or over just a color, I mean, simple is Simple is best. If in doubt, go simple, simple, simple.
Yeah. But making it, if it's like a candid shot that looks like it was like poorly lit type picture.
Right.
My advice would be don't overthink it. You can do it simple.
Right.
But make sure it looks clean and approachable and professional, because I judge podcasts sometimes by their cover art.
I know, it's true.
And I think that that's, don't judge a book by its cover, but do judge a podcast by its cover art.
Mm.
No, don't.
I also judge books.
Yeah. There's probably like, really pretty. Great podcasts without cover art, but I guarantee you a lot of people
you're just scrolling will through.
Listen because they're like, that looks good.
Right.
You know,
that looks legit.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's
less,
good.
Less is more. And then maybe if you're not sure, bounce it off of a few people and be like, does this look like crap? Be honest.
They're like, yes, that's literally a piece of poop. Like, oh, man, the text didn't break it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you get it up online, and then you connect it to iTunes. And then when you populate it through Simplecast, it automatically
shows up there.
Shows up on iTunes.
Every time you publish
and
it.
Many places. When we look at our stats, there will be like, there's like 15 different random places people are listening, like PodCruncher.
Right.
Audio thing. Mm-hmm. Earphones. I'm making them up. But they're places where I'm like, what are those? And how is our podcast there?
Yeah.
Like, so.
So iTunes is doing something for us.
Something right.
Thanks, iTunes.
Thanks, iTunes. Yeah.
Sorry about earlier.
Okay. So once that's up. And then I think what else we found is I'm a rule follower, so I'll see another podcast and be like, they're numbering theirs this way. They're not even numbering theirs at all. They have seasons. They have. And I think that one of the texts that Katie and I text back and forth a lot, mainly her to me, is we make the rules. And so there's not a set of decided rules for how many. Some people post a podcast episode once a day.
Yeah.
And some people post episodes like the boredom experiment.
Yeah.
Is one that we really like.
Experiment.
And they post like four.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. Or it's like 2 years later, you're like, two more.
Yes.
Yes. And like they're, you know, they can be different lengths. They can be different. So I think that a podcast really is an expression of you and your podcast and your target market and content and whatever feels like, if you're doing it as a hobby, whatever feels manageable and fun and exciting for you. Right. Which is, I mean, once a week's pretty, I'd say.
Manageable.
I'd say it's manageable, but I'd say it's on the top end of our capacity as far as
right.
if what we've done got going on with kids and like separation between the houses.
Right. If we'd done every other week, I think we'd be like 10 ahead always.
But. Always. Right. And like dying of, I don't know. I feel like maybe 3 a month would be like the sweet spot.
Yeah, maybe.
But we like to push ourselves a little bit.
Until we break!
The listeners demand more!
Do they?
I don't know. We took like a 3-month break. And that people were asking. That kind of made me feel good. We were like, let's take a break. And we're like, will they even care?
Oh, they cared.
Yeah.
Okay, so now do you want to talk about duties?
Duties.
I will say that Shaylee is my soulmate. Can I just
like
go there?
Poopy duties.
Can I?
Yeah, you can go
jokes.
There.
You're no I'm longer sorry. My soulmate.
Make sorry.
Can someone cue the music? Thanks.
Turn around. Okay.
Shaylee is used to just getting stuff done.
We're
and I'm
doers.
Used to getting stuff done. Stuff done. I mean, I own a business. I'm a solopreneur, so I literally have to do everything all the time. And then Shaylee's very just a go-getter, so she's used to doing all the
and
things.
And also the project manager like side of our business.
So the very first night we recorded, Shaylee has the memory card with the audio on it, and then I walked to the door, and she's like, "Okay, well, I'll just edit it and send it over." And I was like,
wait, what?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
You were like, can I do anything?
And you're like, no, I'm good. So anyway, then obviously I had to meddle. And
she meddled.
I was like, I bet I could figure out a cut audio too. Won't you send me one of them? So for a while we were splitting up episodes and she would edit one and I would edit one. But then now we've learned.
Well, and what would happen there is Katie'd be like, I edited it, but there's not music on.
Right.
So you just put the music on the beginning and the end. So then we both kind of were like opening it and touching it.
Right.
Which every time you edit it, you pretty much have to listen through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, taking the hour to attentively listen through it multiple times is the time-consuming part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got kind of a system now where Shaylee sort of owns the editing, but I give her notes sometimes, which, to be honest, we've gotten a lot less edits over the...
Well, possibly because I'm listening through them fully.
Well...
There were a few that I would, like, listen to the beginning and, like, cut the beginning together. Then it'd be, like, the 40 minutes of meat, and I'd leave it be. And then I'd edit together the end, and she'd be like, okay, yeah, other than the part where you're saying, Shaylee, cut this. Shaylee listening. If you're listening, cut this part out. I'd be talking to myself from our podcast because I know that I would leave it. And then she'd be like, that part, maybe cut that out. I was just thinking, like, just a little note, take it or leave it, I don't know. Yeah, and then Katie is fabulous at writing. There were a couple times where I tried to, like, name them. And I'd, like, sit there for, like, 20 minutes and be like, witty name. Coming up with a fun name. I'm going to channel Katie. And if you look back through our 30 episodes, I bet you guys can guess which, like, three I named. Because it's, like...
Working from home.
Working from home. It's like, I know. What if I just name it, like, the literal topic? Literal topic. Like, working from home. I mean, it needs a little punch. Exclamation mark. Or, like, interview with Rachel Dinbo. I think I, like, tried to make it like Katie, but it, like, it's like when someone sends you an email and you're like, I know that's not you. Fancy person. Your assistant's sending that.
Well, I would say one thing I did notice is your show notes or your show description. It's kind of prime real estate. It's almost like a tweet. Mm-hmm. So if Shaylee ever did show notes and she started with, like, this week on today's podcast episode,
it's Tuesday.
The girls talk about, and I'm like, okay, we can cut all 50 of those words
and because, like,
we can just start with business tips. Anyway, yeah, no, whatever. It's the little things you learn along the way, but
that's good.
But I would say,
learns and I edit.
Where I was going with that was actually the first few episodes. I was very overanalytical and was like, ooh, that was kind of long. Did it seem like, oh, should we cut that? Whatever. Ooh, that half of that story could maybe go. I was like way in my head about it. And then now I feel like not only do we just, it feels more organic, I guess, but I don't think we're quite as harsh about
particular.
The editing. Yeah, we're like, eh.
They're doing dishes.
It's fine. I'm just kidding. They're doing dishes. If it runs 5 minutes long, it's one more dish.
Or two cups. Or just one load of dishwasher.
Also, get a dishwasher.
Get a dishwasher. No, that's good.
But then other things is, like, Shaylee's suggestion was maybe we should have a separate Instagram account, which is a great idea. Always have a separate Instagram account.
Which you... I went ahead and logged into because I was just afraid, like, someone's going to, like, take Shaylee and Katie.
But it... If you feel like you're feeling spammy or salesy on your personal account, like, another episode, especially, like, I don't post that often, so it was, like, it was going to only
be... Right, once a week was literally only you posting about the podcast episodes.
Right. So, what we've learned is, and this could be maybe a social media tangent for another episode, but it's kind of interesting because when you create a business-specific Instagram page, what we call it is... creating a safe place.
It's a safe place.
Where everybody knows why you're there. So it's, I don't know, there's this, like, psychological phenomenon about, like, lurkers, people who just kind of read but never comment. Yeah. And I don't know, I've been a lurker before, so I'm not sure what it is that causes people to do that, but, like, there's part of you that's kind of like, well, I don't want anyone to know I'm here.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
Right,
I don't
yeah.
know her
it's,
in real
the,
life.
It's their personal account. I don't know if I need to, like, weigh in here, but what's funny about our podcast, account is it seems like whenever we ask for feedback there, I could put an identical post on my personal account, only get like 5 responses.
And you have thousands of more like triple the followers
on
your personal
account.
It's an
interesting myth problem to solve. But then on our podcast episode, we'll ask for feedback and it's
like
30 comments.
Right.
It's interesting. It's a
safe
place.
And they're all like stories. We're like, I was taking my baby out to
and
it's
so good.
Hearing them. It's like interactive. It's more like a little like community conversation.
Yeah, so if you've ever wondered, like, should I have a separate or should I not, we are now sold on the separate.
And then you can post 3 times a week about the same episode, and then on your personal you can just post once every like 3 or 4 episodes if you want.
Right,
so it'd be like a once a month post about, like, remember, or just put the podcast link,
right,
and then, you know, tag yourself in it or whatever. But yeah, we found that. We also have a Facebook that we basically just share
from Instagram.
Yeah, our Instagram's been more successful, but that's possibly because we like Instagram more than Facebook.
Right.
It's okay to say that because now they own each other.
Well, but also there's an algorithm on Facebook pages that doesn't show everybody.
Facebook page is like, pay us money or we're going to hide it. And we're like, okay, hide away.
Yeah, bye. Okay, so I will say that I would consider Shaylee sort of owns the social media, but then I'll
chime in.
I'll chime in if needed. But
if you ever wonder who you're talking to, it could be anyone.
It could be anyone, but I would say you're very good about like maybe I'll come up with the photo to post or the caption to post. But
just because I text you and say, what photo should we post?
But you're very good at responding to people who have commented, which is a very good quality to have.
Yeah.
So it's probably Shaylee who's
not being super... Not everyone can be just like log off for weeks at a time and decide.
It's probably Shaylee who's being really considerate and commenting back. So we just kind of found a natural way to divide what we own. So Shaylee owns the editing for the most part. I own the... listening through to make sure all the content's coherent the best I can. And then I kind of own the show notes. She kind of owns the social media. And then I will say, when it comes to guests, Shaylee has been really amazing about booking those peeps. Do we want to talk about how we do guests for a bit?
The way we do guests.
We can touch on it.
We just have them on and then we just talk over them.
We interrupt them. Sorry, guests.
Sorry, guests.
You're troopers.
We don't do it like we think it's funny and like playful. We genuinely try not to.
It's our best effort.
It's our life burden of being really talkative and chatty. Yeah, guests. So we started, I will say, if you're going to do a solo podcast, you just do all the work.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I will say, I've listened to podcasts before with like six people, four people.
Hosts.
Yes. Which most of the time they're not as talkative as us. So maybe it works well.
Right.
But I do think, you know, if you get up to a certain number, it could potentially be hard for people to kind of like figure out who's who unless you have really distinct voices or like make wacky sounds. This is Shaylee.
People don't like our weird voices we've heard. Sorry.
I like your voices.
Thanks.
And then we basically just had on a few people locally. Mm-hmm. And if you only have one microphone, you can kind of just like both share a microphone and sit really awkwardly close together. You can also, we use Call Recorder, which is, it's like a $40 program, and you can either use Skype or FaceTime and it records your calls. So if you're going to have an outside person, the audio quality, we still set up our internal microphones the same so that our quality sounds good. And then you just have to record with a headset on to make sure you don't get an echo, which there might be one of those episodes in ours that took a lot of handy editing. It'll give you extra brownie points if you can re-listen and figure out which one that is.
Mm.
I won't call it out. Anyway, wear headphones, and then you can record the call, and then their audio quality is going to sound like Skype-y, but...
There's not a lot you can do about
that. No, like our perfectionist isms have like tried to fix it, and then we realized like, oh, even the huge ones sound Skype-y when there's interview Skype guests, unless your interviewer or interviewee has a podcast or something too and has audio equipment and then they just send you their file. So that's how we've done guests. We try to line them up. Ideally, we'd like to have like four in the cooker.
Yes.
Like ahead episodes. Of time. Yeah, episodes, not children in our cookers at a time.
I meant not guests.
Okay. Yeah, not guests, which sometimes we have them kind of lined out. Right now, oddly, since Katie left for weeks at a time, we have guests lined out for like a couple months. So, which
they're
we good only
guess. I can't wait for really guests good. To hear them.
Which we only record every other week. So, it's also like if we have a couple guests scheduled, then we're months. We're booked for months all the time. But yeah, figure out what you want your guest ratio. Some podcasts are all guests.
Right.
If you just like love to interview people and like that's your love language is listening, go for it. I think we kind of started out as like, let's just have a conversational podcast that's fun and encouraging to small business owners and moms. And then it seems like moms have really, like, clinged into it. Probably because a lot of them are home all day.
Yeah.
Small humans. But then we have a lot of people that listen that aren't moms. And some own their businesses and some don't. So I think once you kind of carve out your target market, then we were like, there's also guests and people in our lives that we think would add at certain times. And so having guests on, I think if we did all one or all the other, I'd miss the other one.
Right.
But I think that it's kind of a good mix we found. So,
yeah.
And we get down to sometimes where we don't have any lined up and we have a 1 week turnaround, which isn't ideal, but It's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you make a podcast. That's how you
do a podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I think so.
I think you just learn as you go, too. I think you don't have to have all the answers before you start. Just make, like, you don't, it's like not like when you record the first one, it automatically is, like, out there.
That's true.
It's like, you record it, and only you have it. And then if you listen to it, and you're like, this is awful, you don't have to release it.
That's true. Do the thing. Do the thing. Also, a podcast is just kind of like having a YouTube channel or an Instagram account.
Only you don't have to get fixed up.
Anyone can do it.
Right. Yep. Right. That's, yeah. You've told the story once when someone was like, congratulations on the podcast. You're like, yeah, we just did it and put it out there, but thank you. It'd be like, congratulations on your new website, katieday.com.
Yep.
You did it.
And that's not me.
Paid someone to host it.
It's a different Katie Day.
Katie Day. If you want a little visual trait, look up katieday.com.
No,
it's and not it me. Almost looks like Katie, but it's not. It's an actress?
I don't know.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're at 81.
82.
82. That's right. But once we get to 100, we're going to pick one of our favorites out of all. I don't know how we're going to pick. We might just have to like blindly point.
Yeah.
And we're going to have somebody either on for a fun segment, or if you're like, that makes me feel like vomit in my mouth, then we will send you something fun.
Yeah. It'll be awesome.
It'll be a really, really cool
gift package
from us with love.
So leave them reviews.
All right. So we're just in time for our podcast segment.
Yes. And this is called Words of Encouragement.
So we're so in sync. We hadn't even named that one yet. And that was the first take. And we nailed it. Which is not this segment. That's another segment. We're becoming one. Our voices are going to meld. You're not even going to know. Okay, so.
This is Shaylee, a video producer, mom of one.
And Katie Day, veteran mom of three, comedy writer, photographer, graphic designer.
Whoa, how did I get over there?
A lot of our listeners listen doing various activities.
Yes.
We're going to speak some words of encouragement to the listeners.
Okay, I'll start.
We're going to name the activity first.
Okay. Hey, you. Folding that laundry.
Mm.
Matching up those socks. Oh, that one got you, didn't it? Not quite. We have fun. I see you. I see you folding those shirts, stacking them up. I see you picking that dryer sheet off the back. You do that real nice. Are you a professional? I feel like I'm hitting on them just a little bit.
Are you professional? They're at a laundromat. They're like, yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Wow, nice bra.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, it got to where I was feeling
those panties.
There's a really fine line between encouragement and flirting, I've found.
It's
really hard to nail it. Let me try over.
Okay, do over.
No, I'll just pick up where I left off. You're important. What you're doing matters. Even if you do it every day, every week. Even if the thing you're folding right now, you know, is going to go on a body and get dirty and go right back in that hamper where you have to start all over again.
Probably literally while you're doing the laundry.
It's not for naught. Because no one wants the smelly kid at daycare, right? Those husband's pit stains aren't going to come out on their own.
Sanitize, OxyClean themselves.
It matters.
I don't know if that's encouraging.
You matter.
You matter. We see you, kind of, not really.
And we see you.
I literally feel you.
I'm out your window.
When she's outside your window. Oh my gosh. That was good.
Thank you. Words.
Words of encouragement. Okay, I'm going to do... Oh, should I do working out or should I do dishes?
Let's do working out because it's different.
That's not going to be creepy at all. Okay.
Try not to flirt. Okay. Go.
I see you on that elliptical machine.
Nice.
You're going slower than you should be. Pick it up. Pick it up. If you don't push yourself, you're not going to get the results you
want. Wait a minute.
I'm speaking to myself when I listen to podcasts on the elliptical. I'm making this. I'm kind of internalizing this. I'm going to be honest.
This is like the way Jillian Michaels encourages.
You on the elliptical.
Pick up the pace.
No, listen. If you are on the elliptical and you are a small business owner that works from home, good
for you. Because I think not having a schedule is the hardest time to get on the elliptical.
It's true.
If you're a stay-at-home mom and you're on the elliptical, good for you. You're creating another opportunity in your life to have to take a shower. And that takes dedication and commitment. Baby. That's me. The shower is me time. Yeah, I guess so. I always try to avoid additional shower times.
No, I know for sure. Like the plague.
I hear moms who take baths and I'm like, what's that like?
Oh, that's me.
I wish I took a bath. Anyway, keep up the good work. The sweat and the perspiring is worth it. Let her cry for just a little bit longer. And get to that 250 calorie range so you can feel good about yourself. Touche. We're here for you. We see you, kind of. And we're proud of you. Are we clapping for them or our terrible, creepy, low voice encouragement? Okay, I'm going to do one for maybe not the stay-at-home mom. Maybe the person in their cubicle.
Oh, okay.
Who's working.
Okay.
Shame on you. Shame on you for stealing from your employer.
Thank you for listening to Shaylee and Katie the podcast. You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram at Shaylee and Katie. And if you want to be our best friend, you can leave us a review on iTunes. Those are greatly appreciated. Seriously.
Are you being serious?